Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
Giving honor to God,
amen.
First, foremost, and always in our lives.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let us open our hearts, bow our heads, and pray.
Jesus.
Direct us, O Lord, by thy most gracious favor, and afford us continued health, that in all things begun, continued, and ended in you, we may have your blessing. Through the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was given this opportunity to come here, the transforming word, in order to be with this great body of Christ here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In order to speak about what this and what all of Christ's churches need. Now, what do y'all think it needs? Don't be afraid. Is it, my ministry is an interactive one.
All right.
I'm not the kind to sit here and y'all get to hear a monologue, because y'all can turn on TV for that. I expect y'all to participate with it.
All right. All right.
So don't be afraid to say, and especially this sister here. Because, no offense, brother. We the church need money.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's it. I'm not going to lie.
Amen.
The church got bills to pay. This is not free.
That's right. Come on, free. Come on.
Does the church need a building? Yeah, it does. But then Matthew 18:20 says, when two or more gather, Christ will be in our midst. And that could be anywhere from somebody's basement, to the humble beginners of where my brother here started at one time, to the little gatherings that I have just going to church. I'll tell you what the church needs. The church needs the gifts of leadership. And what's the lesson of this year? The maturity to know how to use it.
That's good. All right, all right, all right. Good.
Ephesians 4, 11 through 14.
Amen.
Tells us that God has given us gifts.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And those gifts are to be used for the building and the leadership of the church.
All right.
Those gifts of leadership are to guide the church and equip the believers.
Amen.
With the tools that are necessary for the upkeep of that church.
Amen.
Whose
Amen.
Church? Christ's church.
Christ's church, yes.
Not
yes.
our church. Not our minister here, who is a big cornerstone in this church.
Yes.
But the whole body of our Lord's church.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
There are five gifts that were mentioned that Brother Sam touched upon.
Yes.
I'm going to elaborate on it a little bit.
All right.
And we're going to see where we fit into this gift.
All right.
How we can use that gift to mature our church that the Lord has blessed us to have.
Good.
The gifts of being an apostle, a prophet, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Yes.
Those are the true gifts of leadership. Those are all things that we have been given.
Yes.
It's not something that we have to get down. Please, Lord, teach me how. No, it's in us.
Hey.
That's one thing that we have to acknowledge.
Jesus.
Now, anyone can have more than one gift.
Right.
But there was only one person who had that all the gifts. Who's that person?
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
He who went to the cross at Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
Gave up his life. So that we could all live.
Amen. Hey, thank you.
And be given what? A second chance.
Amen.
Our one true Lord and Savior who made that ultimate sacrifice. For who?
For us.
For all of us.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, those with the gifts of leadership are to lead the way and teach other believers how to minister and use those gifts.
Amen.
Now, their job is to guide believers in order to keep order in the church.
All right. Yes.
Now, that's not a problem, right?
Oh, nope, it shouldn't be.
Wrong. Because much like children,
hey,
we sometimes have skills that we don't know how to use, and that hinders our development. We don't know how to do what we need to do because there's no one or no one has shown us what we have to do.
Hallelujah.
That's part of the problem. We need to realize. Thank you. That's the sweat of the fire, the spirit.
Or
the fact that the AC is pointing on that brother over there. Thank you. No, no, it's all good. We need to realize that God has given us incredible potential
in
order to unify us and others into what? A force to be reckoned with. A force that is unstoppable when we direct it to the force of good. We have the power in us
to do
what God wants us to do. That means that we have to acknowledge and have no doubt that our Father who art in heaven is their force.
Amen.
And why wouldn't a father want the best for his children?
That's right. Come on.
Because God is no ordinary father.
Amen.
Is he?
No.
Now, I'm going to go into a little bit of detail about those gifts, but not just because there's nothing else to do. I want y'all in here what they are so y'all can figure out where y'all fit into them in the big picture of God's world.
Amen.
God has given the gift of being an apostle. An apostle now is a person who is sent out by God in order to proclaim the word of God. He or she is to go out there and plant a church. That means that they're to go out there and create a church and also to make disciples. Now, we're in present day. The only apostles that are apostles were the 12 apostles. They were the disciples. They were the one that were given the message and went out. So the closest thing we got to those, and y'all probably know it, is called missionaries. Missionaries go out. They go to distant places. They are sent on a mission. There you go. They were sent on a mission, and that's proclaiming and teaching the gospel. They bring the word of God, like the brother there, to those that do not have the word, or do not have the access, or do not have the mindset to go out there and want to learn. When you up here, nobody cares about anything down there, not thinking that one day they're going to be down there.
That's right.
Now, that again should be an easy job, right? The brother can tell you straight. When you go out to people, and your ears covered like this, it's kind of hard to talk through. It's like me talking to my kids sometimes. You're talking. I get a better result by talking to the wall sometimes. But when has anything ever worthwhile been easy?
True.
God gave the gift of being a prophet. In the Bible, prophets walked around and they declared God's truth on things that were happening now and things that were going to happen in the future. Now, the most common and most well-known prophet is Isaiah. He walked around. He was talking about all the corruption that was occurring. Now, but he also told, because of this, this is going to happen.
Amen.
You know that thing like when your grandmother tells you, or your parent tells you, don't do this. You keep doing that. It's going to happen.
Amen.
And now you flash back on it. I think my grandmother was a prophet because everything that I did happened.
Amen.
Now, Prophets have the job of faithfully speaking God's word to the people. And that's not an easy job, to say the least. It didn't and usually didn't go well with the people they delivered the message to. Because who wants to hear that because I did drugs, I slept with people, I did this, I did that, that I'm not going to be a multi-billionaire and whatnot. Nobody want to hear the ramifications or the actions or the conclusions of the thing that they done it. The bed they done made that they got a lie in, nobody wants to hear about that. Now do they? So these prophets usually had a bad time.
Jesus.
You know, many a times as you read from the prophets, they got chased out of the city.
Yes, they did.
You know? But when they went, I'm not a postal worker. I'm not delivering my mail with the bad news on you. I'm bringing what was given to me to give to you. I know for a fact I don't want to hear it, but sometimes at my present age and our present age, we have to hear the truth. Because the truth shall what?
Set you free.
Amen.
That's right.
God has given the gift of being an evangelist.
Amen.
The evangelist's job is to what? Preach.
Hey.
He has to preach God's word. And he has to tell people about God's son, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who gave up his life so that you can have your life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And that is something that cannot be taken lightly. It has to be done because people's souls, that immortal soul that the devil is just sitting there saying, yeah, I got this, I got that one. Oh, yeah. It's at stake.
Yes, yes.
Here is but for a moment. As far as I remember, not everybody is Lazarus. Death is eternal.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
That's right.
It's very important to understand what our people went through. An evangelist's job is to let you know what's going on and to preach the word.
Amen.
We have all sinned and fallen short. But that doesn't mean that we aren't loved.
Amen.
That we aren't forgiven.
Yes, 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 that's right.
That we aren't and haven't been given as many chances as we need, and there's still more in there. How many times? How many times should I turn my cheek after a brother has slapped it? As many times as we have to.
Amen.
It's not a one and done.
Amen.
Deal when we make a mistake, and then it's all over.
Amen.
Once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and profess that He is Lord.
Amen.
Not any boy, any Lord. But the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have begun to walk a path least traveled onto one that is more righteous.
Amen. More
Amen.
Righteous. Amen.
Evangelists are not just supposed to tell people about the Bible. They are to proclaim that Jesus is the Lord and communicate His wisdom of salvation.
Amen.
Now, what does it mean to proclaim? It means to go into the highways and byways, to the highest mountain, into the Lord's valley,
that's
amen.
That's right, that's right.
And praise His glorious name.
Hallelujah.
And all that He has what? Done.
Done.
Amen.
Now, a prophet is supposed to tell you all the great things that the Lord has done and all the benefits that we received because of it. And the prophets do. Well, I'm sorry, the evangelists do. My mistake.
We got you.
But you will see that a lot of the different gifts overlap. So, please keep that in mind.
Amen.
Now, when we say praise the Lord for all that He's done, we are proclaiming. Now repeat after me. Praise the Lord for all that he's done.
Praise the Lord.
All right, no.
He has done.
Let's put some life in this. God, right. I know this church has life.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We are not a dead level, but a living perpendicular.
Amen. All right.
Now again, praise the Lord for all that he's done.
All he has done.
Amen. Hey, God.
Yes.
All he has done.
See, you didn't know. Y'all already found where y'all fitting already now.
Amen.
And whatnot.
Yes,
who would have thought that y'all were evangelists?
Hallelujah!
Hey, come on, evangelist.
My man here is a good trainer. He's giving to send y'all out. Watch it.
Hallelujah.
God has given the gift of being a pastor.
Yes.
Now, being a pastor is definitely not an easy thing.
It's not.
Trust me there. And I'm sure that Pastor Chris can attest to you on that.
Yes. Amen.
A pastor is sometimes referred to as a shepherd.
Yes.
And what does a shepherd do? Exactly. They lead a flock.
Yes.
But it's not always a flock of sheep. Because we have our mind. And if anybody here has ever been in the South and watched sheep, you would swear think they ain't got no mind. We have a mind, but a pastor is someone who watches over the congregation and guides them spiritually.
Yes. Amen.
It's a job that we have to make sure that we lead and act as a middle person by being a bridge to lead someone from where they were to where they need to be.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, the last, but definitely not the least, because I've been working from home, and my children are distance learning, so I want to acknowledge this gift,
yes,
the gift of being a teacher.
Amen. Yes, amen.
All right.
Wow.
God has gifted some in the church with the ability to teach the basic truths,
amen,
of Scripture. Matthew 28:19-20 tells us in the Great Commission, go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever.
Yes.
Being a teacher is not an easy role. I know that for a fact because I used to give problems to my teachers. I see them now, those that are still alive, and they look at me and get shake their head. We don't even start interact. They know it's not like I remember you. No, it's not like that. They know for a fact who I am.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I went through a patch of life. What do you call it?
Yes.
I want to give thanks to all of those who are professionally teachers.
Amen.
Amen.
And especially those who help others who didn't know what to do.
Amen.
See, a few qualities of a teacher that are useful everywhere is for the person to be patient, adaptable, willing to learn, and definitely willing to teach any and everyone who needs to be taught.
Amen.
Now, like I said, a few of the gifts overlap. A person can have more than one gift, obviously. A pastor is an evangelist of sorts.
Yes.
They're also teachers.
Yes.
Apostle has, or missionary has to be an evangelist,
yes,
in order to go out and proclaim.
Amen.
Now, some of y'all have heard of the parable of the talents.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
In Matthew 25:14-30. We're told about a Lord who was going away and gave his servant some money. 8 coins, 8 talents to be exact. He gave the first one 5, the second one 2, and the last one 1. Then he went off on his trip. The first two invested, traded, did what they had to do. And they made a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
The last one said, I know you having a hard time and then you cheat. I'm going to save your money for you so when you come around again, you have your money.
Uh-huh.
The Lord came, I mean the Lord, the master of the house,
yes,
came and said, what happened? Oh, you made money for me. Good, good, good. Well done. Now the last one says, here's your money. Dust off the dirt. Give it to him here. Saved your money for you. Now you think a person would be happy if you giving them their money because they might have a tough time. What happened if those other two people took the money and ran? Well, you have the money. Nah, that's not the case. That was definitely not the case. He was the opposite of happy. He was ticked off.
Yes.
He expected the servant that saved the money to do exactly what the others did. Mm-hmm. Go up in there and make him some more money.
Right.
He called him lazy and he kicked him out. Mm. In a manner of speaking.
Yes.
He cursed him and cursed him to hell. For lack of a better phrase.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it was mean, but these are parables. They're meant to give us a lesson, a moral lesson to learn from.
That's right.
And the moral of that is that we don't and shouldn't take and hide our gifts.
Amen.
We should go up in there and use them for the betterment of life.
Amen.
But not only the betterment of our lives, but for the betterment of everybody's life.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
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 God has given all, not some, but all of his children,
yes,
gifts.
Yes.
Those gifts are necessary to contribute to the work and the ministry necessary to be a part of the body of Christ.
Uh-huh.
It's not something to be hidden away, or as the parable states, to be hidden or buried in the ground.
That's right.
Matthew 6:21 states, from where your treasure is, there your heart will also be also. That means that if you are passionate about what you do, then you're going to do that to the best of your ability.
Yes.
Yes. Amen?
Yes.
If I like something, I'm going to be the best at that that I can be. You can only fail when you do what?
Nothing.
When you don't try.
Right.
Amen.
Right, right.
God does not punish you or penalize you. You make a mistake.
That's right.
You down on the ground.
Hey.
You going like this. You reach halfway. God will reach that full other way.
Oh,
now, you can't lift this back, bro.
I got you.
He will reach. You reach for an inch. He'll reach that mile down for you.
He will.
That's the one thing you can count on. Because our God is a faithful God.
Yes, he is.
He's a loving God.
Hallelujah.
And he loves what? All of his children. He loves all of us.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Unfortunately, though, somewhere along the line, there has been a lot of confusion about the roles and responsibilities regarding who is to do what. Now, somewhere along the line, there's an unspoken rule that the pastor is supposed to do everything. Somewhere along the line.
Wow.
Well, let me be the first to tell you that there are only 24 hours in a day. 24 hours. And no matter how hard we struggle to make a dollar out of 50 cents and squeeze 25 hours of a 24-hour day, you got to realize that it's not possible for one person to do everything.
Right.
Now, there was a 17th century English poet by the name of John Donne. He said something that I'm sure y'all all heard once I say it. No man is a what?
Island.
There you go. While we want to be strong, she knows. She trying to take my job.
Preach, Pastor Bart. Preach.
While we all want to be strong, solid, capable of standing on our own two feet, a support for our family, and a king and queen for over all we survey, we have to acknowledge that that is not the case. We need the contact of humanity and the closeness of our family, whether it's at home, at church, or a combination thereof.
That's right, that's right.
To help us feel that we have a complete life.
That's right, that's right.
We have to declare.
That's right.
And have a desire to be a part of a community.
Amen.
So that we can thrive.
Amen.
And be supported during what? The hard times. The trials and tribulations
that's
of life.
Good. That's
yes,
good, that's
yes,
good.
Yes, yes.
While we all may have had our own reasons for joining this or any other church.
Amen.
In the course of our life.
Yes.
The end result is that we are all brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And we all have to have that one distinct responsibility. Amen. Above all others.
All right.
That is to make sure that all who are in our care are taken care of to the best of our what?
Ability.
Amen.
Amen.
See, a couple of days ago, I had to go upstate New York to do some stuff. I got back and it was kind of late. And it was, you know, it just turned dark. It was like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I saw one of my neighbors waiting out on the street. And I didn't give it a thought. He stopped me. He was just standing out in front of the house. And he asked me for help. Now, he was one of the Jewish people in that just moved into the neighborhood. And, you know, their Sabbath starts at sundown on Friday and ends on sundown
Saturday.
I'm sorry.
Saturday.
And he heard some buzzing and he needed some help to turn. They're not allowed to touch electrical items or appliances or to do work. So he heard some buzzing. He was just waiting out there for anybody. And it's not my first time in life where I've walked past a Jewish neighborhood and they had people waiting to do stuff. Now, this gentleman had been on the block for 6 months now.
Wow.
You know, you might say hi and he'll walk by. He asked me to do it. And I'm the kind where I could have said no, turned and walked away. You know, you don't acknowledge me on the good time.
Right.
Why should I acknowledge you when?
Right.
On the bad time.
Right.
But I don't roll that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely not the way a Christian is supposed to behave.
True. That's right.
Just because he was a different religion,
mm-hmm,
or worshiped God differently than me, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be there in the time of need for others.
Amen.
I helped him and his family and went about the rest of my evening. You see, we don't know what people are going through.
Amen.
We don't
know what they're going through a minute, hour, second, year, day, whatever the case may be. What might have been a momentous occasion in this gentleman's life was just a Friday evening to me.
Right.
But we as God's children are given talents.
Amen.
And responsibilities that we're supposed to use to further Christianity.
Amen.
And the Christian ministry that we are born into.
Amen.
So I ask that we all take a moment in the course of our day to think about how God works and has worked in our life.
Amen.
How he has blessed us today by waking us up.
Thank you, Lord.
But not only waking us up, but waking us up in our right mind.
Amen.
And with full use of our extremities.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He woke us up to be a part of the greater picture.
Amen.
Jesus.
To fulfill his wants.
Amen.
Not ours, his. Although we may not know what it is that he wants us to do, I can safely tell you that part of it is to be available.
Amen.
For one another.
That's good.
That's good.
And to use the talent that he has given you.
That's good.
You, my brother.
Yes.
You, and you, my sister.
Good.
In order for all of us to be the betterment of those who touch our lives and the betterment of his church. So, in closing, I come from an Anglican church, so in closing, I mean, I still got another 2, 3, 4 minutes.
It's
go.
It's the same in Pentecostal. Same thing.
It's the same one.
Same thing. Same thing.
I want to leave y'all. I got you. I want to leave y'all with a few questions that I want you to think about over these next 2 weeks as we mature in the Lord, in this house of the Lord,
amen,
and in
amen
the Lord's house of the world.
Amen.
They are, what are the things that matter the most to you? What inspires you and motivates you the most? What aspects of the fivefold ministry, being an apostle, prophet, preacher, teacher, Indian chief, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I just want to see if y'all were listening. What aspect of that ministry, in this or any other church that we belong to, do you feel that you're drawn to? Now is the time to reach into yourself and see how you can build God's church. Because the church is not a building. It's not brick, glass, or wood. It's in you as much as God is a part of you.
Amen.
And your heart, your mind, and your soul, and your life. Amen.
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 God will never ask you to be or do anything that he knows you're not capable of doing.
That's
and
right.
If you're not capable of doing, he will make you capable
yes
of doing.
Yes.
He will
yes
give you the credentials
all right
to do what you got to do.
All right, man.
He will
all right
put you in touch with a brother that can get you to do what
that's
you
right
do.
That's right.
That's right.
Keep that in mind. When you think about your role in life, and especially the ministry that the Lord wants you to be a part of, there is so much potential in this church here today.
Amen.
That is just waiting to be released and unlocked.
Amen.
And you hold the key to that lock.
Amen.
To unlock that door.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Now, I can't tell you what it is that you're supposed to do. It has to be you that's willing to take that first step.
Amen.
By looking into your heart, your mind, your soul, and asking yourself some more questions.
Mm-hmm.
I got them here for you, so you ain't got to think too hard about it.
All right.
What are you good at?
Mm.
What do you like to do?
Glory.
Can I use what I like to further God's kingdom here? We're here on earth.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
That will be the key that opens the door to your potential and will allow you to be an instrument of the Lord here on earth in one of the many mansions that he giving you temporary access to see through the teaching of my brother here.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
So, in conclusion again, be safe, my brothers and sisters, because I want you all to travel well in this thing called
life.
Yeah.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless y'all and keep y'all safe.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.